USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The White House reports progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that while some strides have been made, additional work is required to facilitate a deal.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
This development coincides with news reports indicating that negotiators are close to finalizing an agreement to release some of the hostages taken during the October 7th attack on Israel. A survey conducted by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, Harris X, and the Harris Poll reveals that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The majority of respondents also indicated that they think the president assisted his son's business, although 40% expressed disbelief in such involvement. An investor in Tesla would like to see Elon Musk suspended.
A shareholder of Tesla is urging the company's board of directors to temporarily suspend Elon Musk due to his endorsement of anti-Semitic ideas on social media. Jerry Brackman is requesting the board to unequivocally acknowledge Musk's error in supporting an anti-Semitic post on X. As the president of First American Trust, Brackman stated in a release that while he supports free speech, there is no excuse for spreading hatred by a CEO of a public company. I'm John Schaefer.
The majority of Americans are aiming to steer clear of political discussions at the Thanksgiving dinner table. According to a national poll by Quinnipiac University, the survey indicates that over 60% of Americans would prefer not to broach the subject. Some analysts suggest that a healthy dose of Zip It would be good for the menu. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Argentina has elected a new president. Lance Pry has the details.
The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, he won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th.
AAA anticipates that over 55 million individuals will head out on Thanksgiving travel, going at least 50 miles from their homes. This marks an increase of over 2% compared to a previous year and stands as the third highest Thanksgiving travel forecast on record. The majority of Americans are projected to reach their destinations by car. President Biden held the annual Thanksgiving turkey pardon earlier today at the White House.
Both Liberty, a 42.5-pound turkey, and Belle, a 42-pound turkey, were spared from ending up on someone's table this Thursday. Not only did they get to visit the White House, but Liberty and Belle got first-class treatment before their visit by staying at the luxurious Willard Hotel.
That's Corey Myers reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.